RSL's back home tomorrow night as they take on the Wilmington Hammerheads, and then Saturday back to league play. Both those games right here on ESPN 700 with my partner, Jay Nolley, former RSL keeper, talking right now to a current RSL keeper who I fully expect to be in the first 11 tomorrow night against Wilmington. Big sports fan, too. Man, we got a lot to talk about with Jeff Attinella here on the Bill Riley Show. What's been going on, Jeff?
Yeah, man, not much. Just trying to watch all these soccer games, stay up to the finals, and somehow find some time to practice somewhere in between there.
Sorry. Hey, by the way, sorry about your Lightning. Who were you rooting for? Were you rooting for the Pens, or were you rooting for the Sharks in the Stanley Cup Finals?
I wanted the Penguins just because I felt like they were probably the best team. You know, the Lightning held their own as long as they could, but I think it was definitely the Penguins' year, so I think the right team won the whole thing.
So let's start with what happened in Copa America last night. It's been a sticking point for me for forever. I love the game. I've broadcasted almost every RSL game in 12 years. I played growing up. But, Jeff, your sport, which is run by, obviously, corrupt FIFA in many ways, runs the world. For the life of me, I can't figure out how every other major sport in the world, even baseball, who's slow to adapt anything, have instituted video replay, but somehow, some way, even in these major tournaments that aren't even really part of leagues, we don't have video replay. We had Hand of God Goal 2 last night, 2.0 for Peru, where the guy clearly batted that ball into the goal. As a player, would you be in favor of video replay in certain situations?
It's tough just because, you know, they have to find a way. The thing about soccer is, you know, it's so free-flowing and there's really not any stoppages besides halftime or if somebody gets hurt. So they'd have to find a way to do it to where it didn't interrupt the game at all. You know, I think that's something that people really enjoy about soccer. And if there's a way that they can do it to where, you know, they're really not slowing down the game and it's kind of a quick, kind of like a quick first thing, or I'm not sure. It would be interesting. I've actually read that the MLS is experimenting, or I could be making that up, but I thought I read that. So we'll see how it goes. And, you know, I think the rest of the world hopefully will adapt to kind of what's going on. But it is definitely a shame for Brazil that it was to end that way. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's Brazil versus Peru. If you're Brazil, you think it shouldn't come to that. So I guess they kind of dug their own grave, too.
Yeah, but you know this. There is a stoppage in play. After the ball goes in the back of the net, the play stops for 60 to 90 seconds while they run the ball back out to midfield and get going again. You guys have so few scoring opportunities that, to me, goal-scoring situations and red card opportunities, to me, straight reds, are situations that should be reviewable because of the embellishing and flopping that sometimes goes on. And it's a hard, and I understand, it's a hard sport to officiate because you've got one guy who's covering really the whole field. And let's be honest, half the time the assistant referees, they're sometimes out of position too. So it's hard. You're covering a gigantic field with basically three guys. I do like at the Euros that they had another official on the end lines to be able to patrol there. And if they had that at Copa last night, somebody might have seen that handball. But and to me, video replay would be very easy to institute, especially in every major league in the world is on television too.
Yeah, I mean, you're making some good points. I do think the fourth official is on the sideline is a great addition because, like you said, you would think that a fourth official on the goal line would have spotted that. And, you know, if the ball crosses the line, if it doesn't cross the line, you have a guy right there. So I do like that. I mean, I'm sure it's coming, man. It's coming every other sport, and I'm sure it's a couple missed calls like that away from coming into soccer and being a part of the game as well. I'm sure it's coming. I think we were a little slower to accept that video technology could help everybody out.
Well, I would think as a goalie, you would be in favor of it as much as anything. Especially if guys are offside, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I never really thought of it. But yeah, it would definitely help. I mean, if someone scored with their hand on me in a big tournament game, I'd definitely like to have somebody look at it and review it and call it back. So, yeah, I mean, you're definitely making some good points.
If I ask you who the best goalkeeper in the world is, who's your answer right now?
I always like Courtois for Belgium. He just got scored on, unfortunately.
I know he did.
As my satellite was going out. but I like the way he plays. You know, newer from Germany, he's awesome, but he has such his own unique style that it's kind of hard to watch and want to play like him because he kind of he does his own thing and he's really good at it, obviously. But you know, you try to just watch guys that you think that you have a similar skill set to and try to build and learn from those guys. So Cortola is my guy like that for right now. Unfortunately, just got scored on though.
Jeff Attanella with us here on the Bill Riley Show today. RSL's got Wilmington tomorrow. Are you starting? Do you know yet? Has Jeff let you know if you're starting tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm playing tomorrow. You know, usually the first few Open Cup games I get. So hopefully, you know, looking forward to a good result and, you know, excited just to get back on the field. It's been forever since we've gotten to play at home, and it'll be really nice to get back into the home locker room and walk out of the tunnel and get onto our own field for a change in quite some time.
How's the new turf playing? You guys practiced on it the other day. How's it playing?
Yeah, it's great. You know, obviously, anytime you lay down new grass, it takes a little bit to get used to. But, you know, it's great. There were a ton of games that were played on that field before we laid down the new grass. And, you know, obviously, like anything else, it's going to take a little bit to settle in. But, you know, the field's great. The field looks great, nice and green. And I think we're ready to go.
How do you bet, Jeff? I've said this before, and Jay Nolley agrees with me on this, too. You, in many ways, you're very talented, outstanding, very, very good. You would probably start for 2/3, if not more, of the teams in Major League Soccer. I think that's how highly I think of your skill set. And Jay, who's a former keeper, thinks the same way. But you just so happen to be that guy that's backing up maybe the greatest keeper in the history of the game who's still on his game. So how do you balance that you're on a great team in a great situation versus the want or desire to maybe play a little bit more? Is that tough?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not easy. You know, especially, you know, the more years I've spent in this league, I feel like I've started to adapt to the level of playing the MLS. And, but, you know, that being said, I'm in a good situation. Fortunately for me, I've been in a position where Nick was getting called in with the national team all the time. And it gave me the opportunity to get a lot of games. You know, I have a lot of friends in this league that are really good goalies that haven't had the chance to get on the field. And, you know, that's a lot tougher than my situation for sure. So it's kind of a weird situation because Nick is obviously, he is who he is. And, you know, when he's getting called into the national team and missing games to play with the U.S., it gives me an opportunity to play, which if I was on another team, who knows, I might not have had that. So, you know, it's tough. It's definitely sometimes a mental struggle, you know, trying to keep pushing and staying sharp. But that being said, every day I get to compete and compare myself to the best goalie that the MLS has ever had. So, you know, as a competitor and as a player, it's really not something I try to stay too down about, and I look for the positives, and just hopefully when my number gets called, I'm ready to play. It's really all there is to it for me right now.
Been so far so good for you, that's for sure. Talking to Jeff Attanella for a couple of more minutes here on the Bill Riley Show. You guys survived the long roadie. You're back at home. You're squarely in the middle of the Western Conference table, which is all good. Are you surprised with as many games as you guys have played on the road so far this year that you are where you are right now?
You know, I don't think so. To be honest, I think that the way that we hit preseason, hit the ground running, getting prepared for those Tigres games, and just kind of the way that our team had to come together really quick and kind of turn the page and shut the book on last year, you know, it's really not that surprising. I think that we have a team that we made a couple key additions, but at the same time kept a good core together. And you could tell that there's a different attitude this year and, you know, a little bit more passion and fight to get results no matter where we are. And, you know, obviously we had 2 wins out of those 5 games on the road in a row. But if you take 6 points out of 5 road games, that's great. You know, that's kind of how you draw it up. So, you know, obviously all these road games, it's been a tough stretch, but we've battled and, you know, we didn't get all great results last month, but we got 2 great results. And at the end of the day, when you're on the road, those are huge games and we're capable of battling and fighting it out. And now it's kind of up to us to take care of business at home and take advantage of the games we have in hand and kind of what we've done so far up to this point in the season.
Jeff will be in goal tomorrow night against the Wilmington Hammerheads, 8 o'clock here on ESPN 700, myself and Jay Nolley, and then back on Saturday against Portland Timbers. Hey, before I let you go, enormous sports fan that you are, no Draymond Green tonight. Do the Warriors close it out, or do we get a game six?
That's a great question. I was actually talking to a couple of guys about it. I think losing Draymond Green is so big for the Warriors. So I'll be interested to see kind of how they respond to that, because he could play pretty much every position for them. But I like to think that they close it out. The one thing I didn't like about the Stanley Cup was, if you're the Penguins, you know, winning at home is always so much more fun than winning on the road, just because if you're at home, you're celebrating with your fans and your city. So I'm hopeful. I think they'll close it out tonight. Hopefully a big night from Steph and Klay Thompson, but we'll see. I'm definitely rooting for them to close it out tonight, though.
Well, I had Cleveland in seven, and I'm a LeBron guy, so I'm rooting for at least game six. I just don't want it to end. I like good theater and good drama, so I hope we get another good game and maybe a game six. Enjoy it tonight, man. It's good catching up. I'm glad you had a good break, and I'll see you at Rio Tinto tomorrow night.
All right, man. Sounds good. Appreciate it, Bill.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Attanella. I'm telling you, this guy is so good. RSL could not be more fortunate than to have a guy of his skill and caliber backing up Nick Raimondo.